Hello, and welcome to this episode of the Resilient Farmer podcast. Farming is one of the oldest jobs in the world, and despite its evolution over thousands of years, there is no question that it remains one of the most important. Farming in England is changing again because of Brexit, climate change, and other global challenges. This podcast explores how to prepare for the future of farming and how to become resilient to changes in your finances, the environment and your personal life. My name is Manuela de Mendonca, and on the Resilient Farmer podcast this week, I will be speaking to Andrew Wells from Arable Alliance on how changing weather patterns are affecting arable and mixed farmers across the country. Hello, Andrew, and welcome to the podcast. Can you introduce yourself quickly and tell us a bit more about your farming background?
My name's Andrew Wells. I work as an agricultural consultant in the East Midlands, and I've done that job for 35 odd years. I mainly work with arable farmers and mixed farmers, providing crop advice and business management. But I'm also involved on the family farms at home. So I get involved at harvest and at other busier times of the year.
And what's your involvement in Ricardo's Future Farming Programme? And how did you come to be involved in it?
So I've worked with Ricardo for a number of years on the Farming Advice Service. They've invited me to head up the East Midlands region and be the sort of regional coordinator for this region with the Future Farming Resilience Fund, which is basically providing free business advice to farmers across the East Midlands. And it's been really exciting to be involved with. And so far, we're going well.
So I wanted to talk to you today about one of the many issues affecting farmers across the country at the moment, and that's extreme and unusual weather. Can you give an update on exactly what that's been looking like for people who perhaps aren't directly involved in it?
So it's been what's becoming a more normal season for us, where we have blocks of extremes of weather. And to be fair, this isn't particularly unusual, but this season we had a very dry February, followed by a very wet March into April. Then from mid-May to mid-June, we had absolutely no rain at all. So crops were going into a period of drought stress, particularly on the lighter land. A little bit of rain in June, and then come July and the monsoon season. It's been a season of blocks of one type of weather or the other. That's been quite challenging for farmers because the July wet weather has delayed harvesting quite significantly, and it's having effect on the quality of some of the milling crops and malting barley crops. But probably my biggest concern for the autumn is the fact that now soils are very, very wet and very, very tender, and I think it's going to challenge us how we establish crops this autumn for next harvest and how we deal with them most appropriately.
So what are some things that farmers can do in the long term to improve resilience to things like this?
I think it's just more of the same, really. Farm businesses have been having to plan and make provision for bad weather ever since farming began, really. And all we're seeing is, in some cases, slightly more extremes of one or the other, which means you probably need to build in a little bit more capacity, whether that's drying capacity for combinable crops or storage capacity to keep crops separate until they can be dried. We've noticed with wet autumns in the past where drilling opportunities have been limited, farmers have invested in more drilling capacity. So they've probably bought an extra drill so they can run two drills at once, or they've bought a wider drill so they can cover more area in a day. It's just a logical progression that businesses are doing to be prepared for all likely events, weather, climate, whatever they're faced with. And really, it is just more of the same rather than something amazingly new.
Is there support available to help farmers adjust to that, either through Future Farming or through other avenues?
The Future Farming Resilience Fund, certainly in the East Midlands, has been looking at supporting farm businesses and helping them get more information out of their accounts, for instance, and looking at what drives the profitability in their business. And we've also looked at external factors on market prices, which obviously affects profitability and output of the business. But there's also been some useful capital grants available through the Farm Equipment Technology Fund. So I've been involved with two rounds of grants where businesses have been able to get significant grants towards purchasing 6-meter direct drills. And that's helped farmers upgrade their existing drills to maybe something wider or something that's more flexible, more able to go in slightly more challenging conditions. So if people look out there, there has been support and there's going to be future rounds of capital grant funding for equipment. So again, farm businesses should be looking at those when they're announced and seeing what's appropriate for them.
We talk a lot about the word resilience, which is a bit of a buzzword at the moment. What does it mean to you?
It's a bit of a buzzword, and I really wish it wasn't a buzzword, because I think in agriculture, if you've been involved in agriculture, you're pretty resilient to start with. It's not an easy industry to be in, where you're basically at the mercy of the weather and market forces that you can't control. So you have to be pretty resilient and tough. To me, it means being prepared, being organised, planning, and trying to build in capacity to cope with probably the unexpected. And I think it's a mental state that actually you can't worry about what you can't control. And the weather is one of those things we just cannot control. And I do see people who get themselves in a little bit of a state because of that. And actually, it's a case of trying to park that in a separate box and go, I can't deal with that. I'm going to be mentally resilient because I know I can't alter it. All I can do is plan ways to adapt and react to it and maybe build into my farming business a way of coping with extremes that do seem to be more and more frequent at the moment.
Are there any practices or things that you've done to help with mental resilience that you can share? Because I think for some people who aren't already in that mindset, it can be quite hard to shift into it if you aren't there already.
Some people nearly are born worriers, and if they haven't got something to worry about, they nearly worry about not having something to worry about. It's their style. I think it's increasingly important to talk to people and to have support within the industry. Unfortunately, we keep losing people from our industry who can't cope, take their own lives, which is a tragedy. When that happens, people think, what could I have done? Should I have done more? But I think having conversations and trying to just put things into context, because at the end of the day, the weather at the moment, it's a big thing at the moment, but we'll look back on it and hopefully say, well, we got through it. There's the Farm Community Network, which provides support pretty much throughout the whole 24 hours in terms of telephone support and someone to listen to. So there is support out there, but the ones you need to talk to, you sometimes don't know you need to talk to about things because they just bottle it up and they're very good at keeping it hidden. The more we can talk about it, the more that people talk to each other and support each other when things are tough, the better.
Now, we do work with the FCN as part of this programme. So if you would like any support, you can contact them as part of our programme or get in touch with them directly. Now, other people have talked about environmental resilience and business resilience as two sides of the same coin. And I was wondering what your thoughts were on that and if you agree.
I think the environmental support we're providing through the Future Farming Resilience Programme is really valuable, because there's many situations where some of the environmental schemes that are being offered now by the government are very appropriate for people who've probably got some more marginal land or more challenging land to farm in extremes of weather, that be that wet weather and flooding or light soils and drought. And the availability of a specialist environment advisor to come onto farm and talk to you about what might be the best way forward is a really useful offer, I think. You know, it's free to farmers participating in it, as everything in this programme is. And for many people, if they look at what's available with countryside stewardship and what's going to be available this autumn through the Sustainable Farming Incentive, there's ways to simplify their business, de-risk their business. And I'm certainly not saying it's the right answer for every business out there. For some businesses, it's output, output, output that's going to drive their profitability and business performance. It's really helpful to combine the environmental support and free visits with the business support that Andersons are delivering under this part of the program. So, you know, you have got specialist advisors coming on and giving some really valuable advice to participating farmers.
Okay, so if there were three top tips that you'd give to arable and mixed farmers on this topic, what would those top three tips be?
So for arable farmers growing combinable crops, I think I would look at their drying and storage capacity and seeing if there's ways that can be improved, maybe not at significant cost, but to just give more storage with ventilation or greater drying capacity. Obviously, when people come to replace combines, it's looking at what capacity of combine is purchased. I always think when you're looking at combine capacity, you have to consider drying costs. So actually, it might be a sensible option to go for a slightly higher output combine so you can cut a greater tonnage when it's dry rather than having to cut on every day just to get it done. Of course, that requires a certain degree of self-control not to cut at the first opportunity it's wet, because with a bigger combine, you'll get a bigger heap of wet grain to dry. I think drilling capacity is another thing that farmers are looking at, which I've already mentioned. And probably the most important thing we can look at is just continue to improve our soils. And with the extremes of weather we're facing, drainage is increasingly important. And it all starts from where the water goes to from the field. So whether that's the drainage ditch or a main drain that's maintained by an internal drainage board, it's maintaining the drainage system that is in fields. It's looking at repairing problems with drainage systems and then managing the soil so that actually the water can move through the soil to the drainage system.
Thank you. That's extremely helpful. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with people on this topic?
It's a case of being patient in terms of soil cultivation. Think carefully about what you're trying to achieve with cultivations for following crops. There's, you know, already a bit of a backlog of work building up, and people will be keen to get on and make progress. But I think when soils are particularly wet, we know that cultivations can actually be more damaging than beneficial. So get out with a spade, have a look and see what's happening. If you're putting a cultivator into a field, go and have a look immediately behind it to see what it's doing. What's happening underneath the cultivation depth? Are we smearing the soil? Are we impeding, you know, root development through the autumn and spring? Just be patient, don't panic, and I'm sure at some stage there'll be a weather window that allows most things to be done.
Thank you very much for your time. It's been really insightful, and hopefully other people find it interesting as well.
Thank you very much.
The Future Farming Podcast will be back next month. In the meantime, you can find out more about workshops near you, our next webinar and the Resilience Toolbox at ffrf.ricardo.com. If you would like any support at all with coping with the challenges of farming life, you can call the Farming Community Network helpline on 03000 111 999 or email them at help@fcn.org.uk. This podcast is produced by Ricardo, edited by Woods and Able Video, and funded by DEFRA. Thank you.